Reflection by Father Luis Sozano from the Gospel Luke 4, verses 38 through 44. Go out and heal. First, he left and went out. Jesus left the synagogue where he had been praying and went to see Peter's mother-in-law, who was suffering with a severe fever. Jesus comes out of prayer and goes straight into action. That's what your task and mine should be. Pray, then go to heal. There are times when we are criticized because inside the church, we beat our breast in lament, and outside the church, we beat others with our tongues. We are called to take peace and healing to others when we come out of church. Now more than ever, we must heal in these hard, difficult times when our nation needs peace. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. We Christians, and non-Christians as well, have to heal all those who are wounded and angry, full of fear and hopelessness, and suffering in rage and pain. Today we are called to go out and heal. We have to love everyone without excluding anyone. Let's go out and heal. We must pray, yes, but what else are you doing for your wounded homeland? Second, a lonely place. It is important to look for a moment of solitude. It's not good to be surrounded by people all the time or constantly seeking the company of others. Being alone helps you look inward and find yourself. It's essential to find the time and the space to search our inner self and find your truth. You should plan a moment of solitude to find your strength. Third, go to other towns. It is necessary not to generate exclusivity in your life. Learn to relate with everyone and do not show favoritism. Be everything to everyone, and most importantly, be normal like Jesus. By the way, help me not to consider myself more than I am, because humility is the greatness of holiness. I repeat, humility is the greatness of holiness. We are only one of many. We are all children of God. For God, there is no resumes or positions, only souls and love. Be yourself with everyone. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.